At AAA, diversity, equity, and inclusion are more than commitments. They're absolutely vital to our continued success. That's why we're always looking for talented, ambitious people who share our values and mission to provide excellent service. And we're committed to providing opportunities for continued career growth. To learn more about AAA's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion and career opportunities, visit AAA.com/careers. That's AAA.com/careers.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. It is oh so simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. A big shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard, and thank you to everybody listening all over North America. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's all so simple. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can tune in on SiriusXM channel 158, and you can always tune in on a smart speaker. All you have to do, ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. The next 4 hours, oh, we're going to talk about this. Hey, Shep, are you still awake?
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know, because we have a Thursday night.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, we got a Thursday night football matchup right now. We got the Denver Broncos at home against the Indianapolis Colts, and the Broncos lead 6-3. I almost fell asleep, Shep.
I won't ever fall asleep to you. I'm listening to you, so I ain't going to sleep anytime soon.
Well, you got to work. We were working together.
Yes, but this game will put anybody to sleep.
This game is some, I can't say the word. I almost said it. It's not the appropriate word to say. This game is crap. 6-3. And I knew this game was going to be crap. Russell Wilson is out here running around. He's trying to identify who he can throw the football to. Jonathan Taylor for the Indianapolis Colts. This man is not even playing. His ankle is busted up. They just went to a commercial. And going into the commercial break, they showed an Indianapolis Colts fan shaking his head. Like, damn. We can't do nothing? And the answer is yes. Y'all can't do anything. It sucks. Denver Broncos, they lead the Indianapolis Colts tonight 6-3. And this game has sucked. Oh, my God. We'll talk about this game when it comes to a conclusion. Russell Wilson is the big star, right? Who's the big star for the Indianapolis Colts? They don't have one. They went out there and they were able to pick up Matt Ryan in the offseason, and it's just disastrous for the Colts, especially with no Jonathan Taylor playing. It's ugly. Now, we already had Hines go out with like a head injury, and it's ugly. Tonight is an ugly game unless you like to see people suffer concussions or unless you like to see low-scoring games. So, obviously, we'll keep you up to date as this game continues. And then when Russell Wilson speaks, we'll bring that to you as well. Because I am sure, I am certain that when Russell Wilson speaks, he's going to bring you the most vanilla, boring statement ever. I'll leave it there. I don't want to go too far. Win, lose, or draw, of which there have been draws, the Indianapolis Colts, they tied earlier this season. Russell Wilson ain't going to say a damn thing. And we'll talk about that as the show continues. That's not the only news that has permeated or gone through tonight. there's more and more that comes out about Tom Brady and, unfortunately, his relationship to his, I don't know, I guess, soon-to-be ex-wife. Tom Brady talks about how brutal of a game this is. Joe Burrow talks about how brutal of a game this is. Joe Burrow says that there have been halves of games that I do not even remember. Draymond Green is punching his teammates in the face. Yeah, the defending champion Golden State Warriors. They're beefing. No big surprise. Draymond is punching people in the face. Brady says the game is dangerous. Executives in the NBA have started to proclaim their future MVPs. Then we're going to keep things rolling. And I do want to talk to you about LeBron James. Pretty hilarious. LeBron James is just like, yeah, folks, I need a team in Vegas. So we have a lot to discuss here over the next 4 hours. Let me remind you, there's about 12 minutes left in the third quarter. And right now, the Denver Broncos lead the Indianapolis Colts 6-3. Yeah, a lot of offense. And that's me being sarcastic. If you want to holler at me, it's real simple. The number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also identify and find me online, all social media. I am at JR Sport Brief. And we got a lot of time to talk about Matt Ryan. We got a lot of time to talk about Russell Wilson. We got a lot of time to get into some of these other quarterbacks and losers, etc. But let's start off the show talking about someone who is not a loser. Let's start off the show talking about someone who is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Let's talk about someone who is literally eating the record books alive. That's LeBron James. We have about 2 weeks before we get to the start of the regular season. We can take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers. They are a storybook all by themselves. Russell Westbrook is still on the team. A former MVP. The man who just grabs triple doubles like they are nothing. But what does that mean to a team that's trying to go out there and compete for a championship? Nothing. What does that mean for a team that has LeBron James? Nothing. What does it mean for a team that has, I don't know, Anthony Davis, who unfortunately already has been suffering from a sore back? Russell Westbrook is still a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. He has to get in where he can fit in. And the Lakers, a big three of Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Westbrook? Oh, it sounds good. If this was 5 years ago, I guess. I mean, well, damn. And so typically, knowing that we have about 2 weeks to the start of the NBA regular season, we're in preseason mode right now. And if you're like me, I do not care about preseason. I will look at the numbers. I will look at the stats, I will glance at them, and I will keep it moving because we, especially when I say we, here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show, we're going to talk about basketball until June. We'll talk about the best players in the game until June. We'll take a look at the All-Star numbers until February. And then after that, it's just a sprint to the postseason. And so it's a beautiful place right now. Preseason games are going on. I have seen James Harden cross a guy over. I've seen LeBron James dunk the basketball. I've seen Anthony Davis sit on the bench with a sore back. But who cares about preseason? Is LeBron going to be available for, I don't know, May, June? You'd hope so. Is Anthony Davis going to be around at the end of the season? Oh, well, damn, I hope so. But before we get there to the postseason, we get the preseason. We have NBA teams which visit cities that typically would not host a regular season game. We know the Oklahoma City Thunder, they play in Oklahoma City. Well, why not put a team in Tulsa? Let's get a preseason game in Tulsa. Let's start putting preseason games in all the locales and all the locations that we would typically not get regular season fans. And so last night, the NBA smartly said, we don't have a team in Vegas. The NHL has a team in Vegas. Maybe Major League Baseball will get a team in Vegas. The WNBA team has a squad in Vegas. The Raiders have gone out to Vegas. Let's pose a preseason game. Let's put the Lakers and the Suns out in Vegas, the two teams closest to the desert, closest to the strip, and let's see what happens. After the game concluded, LeBron James, oh yeah, the big shot in the NBA. LeBron James decided to talk to the media because that's his job. The Suns beat the Lakers 119-115. And LeBron James was asked about the fans in Las Vegas. LeBron James was asked about the vibe in Las Vegas. Keep in mind, LeBron James plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. This is what LeBron James had to say about playing in Las Vegas, and forget playing, potentially owning a team in Las Vegas. Listen to this.
LeBron here. I'm the local guy. You talked about wanting to have an NBA team in Las Vegas. You came here, I remember, played against the Warriors, and tonight you get a lot of love. They love you out here. What's your thought of the atmosphere when you come out to Las Vegas and just, you know, how the fans respond to you out here?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the best fan base in the world, and I would love to bring a team here at some point. That would be amazing. And I know Adam is in Abu Dhabi right now, I believe. That's where they're at right now? Yeah, with the Bucks and Atlanta. So, but he probably sees every single interview and transcript that comes through from NBA players. So I want the team here, Adam. Thank you.
Oh, cute. That was very cute. What are we supposed to do? LeBron James, a franchise, is supposed to fall in his lap from Las Vegas because he's LeBron James? That ain't happening. And sure, you can send a message to the commissioner. We've heard about this for, I'd say, the better part of a year. LeBron James, we know this. He wants to own a team. He wants that team to play in Las Vegas. And then if there's anything else that we've learned about LeBron, and I guess this is more immediate, he wants to play with his son. And God bless his son. Today, his son turned 18 years old. A beautiful thing. Growth, maturity, a beautiful thing. It will go on and on. I'll say it again. A beautiful thing. But when it comes to LeBron James, wanting to own a team in Las Vegas, well, we got a couple of boxes to check, don't we? LeBron James currently 6 NBA championships. Excuse me, 4. Is he going to get to 6? Unlikely. Is he going to tie or match Michael Jordan? Unlikely. And if he does, is he going to be the guy leading the way? Unlikely. We know that LeBron James is basically right now situated to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with the most points all time. Probably pass him in February. great. Congratulations to LeBron James. And last night, I gave you a top six list. We looked at players. We looked at records that are unlikely to be broken on the professional sports level. Cal Ripken Jr. and his games played streak was number one. We got LeBron James. We don't know how his career is going to end. He's still actively in it. Is he going to play with his son? He swears up and down that he will. I consider that he would. I'd be an advocate that he would. We talk about LeBron James. Give it till February. LeBron James very well might be the highest scoring player in NBA history. It's likely to happen. And so when LeBron James says, I want to have a basketball team in Vegas, knowing that LeBron James is the only active player that we have ever seen in the NBA who is a billionaire, why would you think different? It's not like LeBron James is cooked. It's not like LeBron James's career is over. In limited action, LeBron James can wake up, roll up out of bed, and drop 30 points per game easy. He's a bad dude. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And he is openly jostling for a spot to own an NBA franchise in Las Vegas. Adrian Wojnarowski, and it makes all the sense in the world, he said, we are years away from that taking place. No number, no quantifier as it relates to years. Could be 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, could be 10 years. We know that the Seattle Supersonics are gone. We know that Vegas has never had a team. And LeBron James has now openly campaigned to own the team in Vegas. And why wouldn't you? Emerging market, money galore, tourists in and out all day long, every hour, every second of the night. Big deal. Would it make a difference for the NBA? We've seen this. TV money is big money. Being able to not split the tie or the pie in a million ways is big money. And it's been reported that we have to wait for the next television contract and big money before the NBA even considers adding a team or two. Las Vegas, Seattle, etc. They gotta wait. There's no owner trying to split the pie. And so LeBron James, he can run around and tell Adam Silver, I want the team in Vegas. We all know you want the team in Vegas. We all know you got friends with the money who can help you pay for it. We know, bruh. Relax. Play basketball. Potentially play basketball with your son. And then LeBron, go buy a team. LeBron James is worth just north of $1 billion. The team, I would assume, going into any type of expansion would probably be worth anywhere between, I don't know, $5 to $6 billion to start. I'm not a mathematician, but I know LeBron James, being just north of a billionaire, wouldn't be able to purchase a team by himself for six. He's involved in many investments, many investment groups, Fenway Sports and Entertainment. LeBron James is everywhere. Nothing is going to slow or stop him. It's not going to kill his dream. And good for him. I think LeBron James will have a team in Vegas. I don't know what they'll be called, but LeBron James will lead the way. And I'll tell you this. Whatever NBA team ends up in Vegas or Seattle, they cannot be worse than what Michael Jordan has done in Charlotte for the Hornets. Looked bright, and it doesn't look anything but black and desolate. My apologies, Michael Jordan, one of the richest human beings on earth. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, let's talk about some actual realistic candidates in the MVP race. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. We'll also give you an update on Thursday Night Football. We got a lot to do. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's Thursday Night Football. Hold on, I had to wake up from falling asleep.
I was like, right? You sure about that?
Yeah, I did. It's the third quarter right now. The Denver Broncos lead. They lead the Indianapolis Colts 9-6. Hey, Shep, I'm here. I'm okay. I fell asleep for a minute.
Listen, man, yeah? I can't believe it. Since you have made that remark, I will say that 6 points have been scored in this game.
What, by feet?
Yes, sir.
Nobody, this is not soccer. I thought Russell Wilson was supposed to cook in Denver with the Broncos. Where's Russell Wilson cooking?
Listen, the guy was 2 games under .500 last year. Like, why should we be surprised that mediocrity finds itself now traveling to Mile High?
Oh, my God. The air is thinner, right? Is the ball supposed to travel a little bit further? No? Am I making things up?
And you got it up close, you know, a view of this. I mean, Matt Ryan, as great as he is, Atlanta didn't want him. I mean, he was well past his prime the last couple of years. We're not talking about 2016 Matt Ryan here.
Yeah, the Indianapolis Colts are absolutely wasting their time. They need to get their hands on a young quarterback. Someone who is not, I don't know, Phillip Rivers. Someone who is not, I don't know, Matthew Ryan. Look, Andrew Luck pretty much said, listen, I've had my share. I'm using the bathroom, I'm peeing blood, I'm out of here. Andrew Luck said, I ain't playing this game no more, he's done. The Indianapolis Colts should have taken that as a cue to kind of exit stage left and move on. But no, they've decided to plug in veterans, the latest of which is Matthew Ryan. They are going nowhere. It's a match made in heaven. The Atlanta Falcons no longer needed Matt Ryan. He's still a serviceable back, quarterback. And the Colts said, yeah, sure, why not? Come over here. Yuck. No Jonathan Taylor tonight for the Indianapolis Colts. And the Denver Broncos, with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter, they lead 9-6. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we talked about something that's a little bit more realistic. And that's LeBron James owning a basketball team. He made it very clear. Last night, the Los Angeles Lakers, they played in Vegas against the Phoenix Suns. They lost 2 points, no big deal. Who cares? It's preseason. LeBron James was asked after the game How you feel about playing here in Vegas? LeBron James, oh, they're the best fans. And, hey, Adam Silver, I want to own a team in Vegas. I want this team. And, sure, he might get that opportunity. LeBron James is going to own a team. Is it going to be the Vegas team? I guess if he wants it, he'll get his hands on it. He can't do worse than Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan has to pay the Ball or the Ball brothers. He got to pay them millions of dollars just to show up and suck.
JR, in fairness, it is, you and I both know this, it is very, very difficult to own a small market franchise. He doesn't get enough credit for at least having them in the playoffs. Kemba Walker by far had the best years of his career under Michael Jordan. So, like, JR, like, he's not a disaster. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, Michael Jordan is not a disaster.
Okay, good.
But this is the problem and the issue. If you're Michael Jordan, and the time has passed, we have athletes, active athletes like Trae Young. Trae Young, out of his mouth, said, "I did not see Michael Jordan play." He says, "Kobe Bryant is my Michael Jordan." And so if you think Trae Young is saying that, we have a generation of people who watch basketball who've never seen Michael Jordan play, which is perfectly fine. But the fact is, Michael Jordan, he had all the success in the world as a basketball player. He has had success as an executive, as an owner, but the team as a whole has sucked. What have the Hornets done? Nothing. And so here we are. He has a point guard, but what next? We don't know. And so am I going to crap on Michael Jordan, the owner? No. No, I'm not. But I'm going to take a look at Michael Jordan and say, yeah, he can also benefit from getting a little bit of help. Definitely. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Excellent. What's up?
I'm good. Thank the good Lord that I'm listening to you rather than watching that boring-ass game in Denver. Lord have mercy. The Broncos and Colts, one of the worst offensive teams that we've seen in years. It brings that goal to the Stone Age. But anyway, I think LeBron James, I think he would be a better owner than MJ because what he's doing, you know, on and off the court. I mean, think about it. In the history of the NBA, we got like three brothers who own, soon to be three brothers who own the NBA team. Well, the two is Bob Johnson, BET, and Michael Jordan. Unfortunately, Michael Jordan has not done a great job in Charlotte, even though that he did take them to the playoffs three times in his ownership. I think the last one was 2016. I hope that he succeeds with LaMelo Ball, but it ain't going to be easy as people think it is. Like your man said, but overall, I think LeBron is going to do a great job owning the team because of the cachet and his resume.
Yeah, no, sure, absolutely, and thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. This is what we've heard over the past 24 to 48 hours. LeBron James made it very clear he wants to own the NBA franchise that will set up shop in Las Vegas. Okay, sure, fine, we get that. LeBron James, as it's currently constructed today, does not have the personal funding or financing to do so. That's not to say that that won't be the case in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, 6 years from now. LeBron James also made it very clear he wants to play with his son, who, congratulations, turned 18 years old today. LeBron James has a lot on his plate. He has a lot to do. He wants to play with his son. He wants to own the Vegas franchise in the NBA. He wants to win another championship. Just win another title, man. Help Anthony Davis stay healthy. Yeah, it's a ridiculous risk to do so. Probably unlikely. But worry about that. We know you got all the money in the world. You have now made it verbally clear to the entire public that you want to own the Vegas franchise. Worry about the Lakers. Bust ass with the Lakers. There's no magic potion here for Anthony Davis, but tell him to show up to work. We can't do this. It's not fair. LeBron James will continue to decimate the record books. Most points all time, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Maybe he'll win another championship. And maybe, just maybe, one day, and I believe it will happen, he'll be the majority owner of a franchise. But no need to rush. This might suck. This might sound terrible. It might sound awful. But for today, LeBron James, unfortunately, is still considered to be just a basketball player. Give it time. That might change. The positions might change. And everything regarding the business of LeBron Inc., that will change. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. LeBron James, we know he is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, one of the greatest football players of all time. He's chimed in about his own career. Surprisingly, his name is Tom Brady. I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. We'll talk LeBron. We'll talk Tom Brady.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The media for the movement tour, it goes on. The college students aren't. I'm not talking to them. They're talking to me. Next week, Tulane University, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm looking forward to that. Had an amazing time last week. Looking forward to an amazing time next week. 855-212-4CBS. Thursday night football. We got a game going on. This game sucks. The Denver Broncos leading the Indianapolis Colts 9-6. They are now in the fourth quarter, a little more than 12 minutes left in the game. Nap time, USA. I thought Russell Wilson was supposed to cook, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. To open things up, we talked about LeBron James. Played a preseason game against the Phoenix Suns. He lost. Who cares? It's a preseason game. And LeBron James made it very clear he wants to own a team in Las Vegas. LeBron James made it very clear to Adam Silver, when a team comes to Vegas, I want to be the guy. I think it's going to take a little bit more than that, like dollars and cents. But why wouldn't the NBA want to keep LeBron James involved? It's to their benefit to do so. 855-212-4CBS. Vinny. Of course, this man's name is Vinny, and he's calling from Vegas. Vinny Vegas, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Vinny Vegas?
Hey, JR, thank you so much for having me, my man. You are making my drive home so much better than that boring game, I'll tell you what.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. Your take on LeBron, I've been in Las Vegas. I've seen the growth. Okay, Las Vegas Aces takes the world championship. I seen the Golden Knights. It's not a game. It's an event when you go to a Knights game. When you go to a Raiders game, it's an event. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I come from back east where I go to Knick games and Ranger games and go to Giant Stadium. But out here, it's a whole different vibe. It's a brand. It's an event. Like you said earlier, 24/7 town, tourists coming and going, and LeBron absolutely brings that. With his backers and other people, I think it would be a absolute monster. I just wanted to get your take on that, what you feel about what I'm saying.
I think so, and thank you, Vinny, for calling from Vegas. It is not a coincidence by any stretch of the imagination. Come on now. The NFL is trying to march towards $20 billion in revenue. We see the Aces there. We see the Golden Knights in the NHL. Vegas is the next sports town. People's thoughts and their processes on sports gambling, it has changed. Like, it doesn't have the dirty connotation to it anymore. The NBA is going to have a franchise in Vegas. And so this is not LeBron James just speaking out of turn. We are ultimately going to see a sports franchise representing the NBA in Vegas. And why not have LeBron James involved? I say, why the hell not? The Knights have had success. The Raiders are there. Come on, the Raiders will have success anywhere that they are. And if we open up shop for the NBA, oh, they'll have success as well. Bob is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
I enjoy your show. Thanks for taking my call.
I enjoy you. What's up?
Hey, I just have some thoughts and concerns about LeBron and ownership. I guess I'm not completely sold on something like that yet. Here's my reason why. And I'm not trying to diss LeBron, but here's the scenario. Michael Jordan, when he was a player, he made his teammates better players. He got them involved. He made them better players. It's never been about Michael. Even when he's been in his ownership with Charlotte, it's never been about Michael. With the late Kobe Bryant, after he retired, it was never about Kobe. It was never about him. He did things for a lot of people, too, and the basketball schools and everything else. But with Michael, with LeBron, I'm sorry. I'm just feeling like that it's going to still be all about LeBron. And I don't think LeBron, sure, I know he's a great basketball player and he's made his teammates good. But Michael and Kobe made their teammates great. And I think the difference is all going to be about LeBron. It was never like that with the late Kobe Bryant or with Michael Jordan after they left.
I don't think that's going to be the case in retirement, Bob. I'm just being honest. Whenever LeBron decides to call it quits, of which there doesn't seem to be an immediate need to do so, thinking about his quality of play. But when he is done, what else is there to do besides at that point just make money? If he's a part of the Vegas ownership group, he is just going to make money. I don't think it's LeBron being selfish. I think it's LeBron looking at the opportunity that's in front of him and just saying, I am going to milk this until I cannot milk it anymore. I think he'll be okay.
Let me ask you, do you think that there might be some type of image problem with LeBron in comparison to the way Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan have conducted themselves, not only both on the court but off the court as well? Do you think that there is something that LeBron still has to overcome?
No, I don't. I think the biggest thing, and thank you, Bob, for calling from Michigan, that LeBron might have had to overcome was the issue of, setting up that press conference in Connecticut and saying, I'm going down to Miami, the decision. And LeBron James is basically pretty as clear as you can. He's apologized for that. LeBron James has come out and said, oh, me doing the decision was not the smartest thing. And if anyone wants to take issue with LeBron James over the past year, 2 years, and standing up for human rights and black rights in America, then, I mean, if you can't understand or get with that, then you're just a jerk. I mean, if you find the worst thing that LeBron James has said to be, China, then you suck. I mean, that's just me being real. This man has lived his entire life in the public viewpoint. And sure, he's not going to say everything perfect. He's not going to be perfect because there's no such thing as a perfect human being. But if you have to think about someone who came from absolutely nothing and now has everything, the opportunity to own an NBA franchise, LeBron James, his life has been a storybook. And if you want to tell me the worst thing that he said is, oh, China, well, we shouldn't get involved in China. Do better. What's the next thing? What would you have been involved with? And so I think LeBron James, whenever he owns an NBA franchise, I think he will be perfectly fine. You think about the Hornets? Yeah, sure, you can think about Michael Jordan. He's not the dominating factor of the team. You might have to get there, but you don't go, oh man, Michael Jordan is ruining the squad. You don't. Good for LeBron James to be in this position. LeBron James was supposed to be absolutely nowhere. And that's outside of the world of basketball. To look at what he has done as a human being, the expectations that he has exceeded as a human being, absolutely ridiculous. The next phase of LeBron, I don't know, winning a championship, staying involved in business, owning a franchise, winning a championship. Could you imagine LeBron, the owner, winning a championship? We would never hear the end of it. No one would deserve it more. He's come from absolutely nothing, and he's done everything he's done up until this point to be a billionaire. Crazy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will update you on Thursday Night Football, and we got a whole lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.